I get asked so much how I do this hairstyle, not only by people in my comments, but also by people in real life. So I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna show you how I do it. So you actually need hair straighteners for this. As you can see, my hair looks a bit weird at the moment because, as you can tell, I sort of did it last night. So I'm just gonna sort of top it up, but also I'll show you how I do. I'll show you how it's done. So obviously, brush through your hair. Common sense. I did have a hair bubble, but now that's gone missing. And then, like you would if you were straightening it or curling it, section your hair. So the sections for this don't actually need to be really small. This is really quick. It only takes like 10 minutes to do it for me. So section your hair like so. This does actually work best with layered hair, because I have layered hair, and that's what sort of gives it the volume. So what you do is you just sort of take a big old chunk, like you're about to straighten it, but twist like that, and it curls it up like that. Showing you again. Ignore the steam, I'm sure that's pretty healthy. Just like that. Also, I think there's a reason there's a lot of steam is because I already had hairspray on this. Don't judge me, it's my hair. If I'm gonna damage it, I'm gonna damage it my way. So this is the first sort of section. I've just run a brush through it and I'm gonna put some hairspray on it. Also, if you struggle to find a good hairspray, I recommend this one. It's amazing. So just continue like layering your hair as you go along. So I'm gonna start a little bit higher up and do the next layer. God, these hair bubbles are an absolute. That'll do. This is layer two complete. I'm gonna update you layer by layer. Third layer, as you can see, it's starting to come together now. The top bit, which is the fourth and fifth layer, sometimes four, depending on how much time I have, is the layer that's really gonna give it like the volume. And now, as you can see, layer four kind of looks kind of goofy right now. I know, but this is a trust the process. So after I've done my fifth layer, what I do is I just sort of brush it all back and then give it a bit of a ruffle. And then spray it and then sort of ruffle it again. And there we go. You can sort of like ruffle it out as much as you need to. You don't have to do the flicks as big. But yeah, I'd sort of back comb the top sometimes, but that is how you do it.